Chapter 23, The Balancing of Energies for Joyful Creation. The variety or contrast that surrounds you is of tremendous value, for it's the data from which your personal preferences and desires are born. You are a creator, and you create through the power of your focus. In every moment that you live, and with every experience you live, the variety of your life inspires the launching of new desires and the amending of previous desires. And so, focused desire never ceases to flow forth from you. The expansion of the universe is dependent upon this process. Contrast causes a focusing of desire, and then through the law of attraction, that desire is answered by source energy. In other words, when you ask, it is always given. Many argue that they've been asking, but they're not getting what they've been asking for. And we explain that anytime anyone from any perspective asks for anything, it is always given. But the asking that we're referring to is not the formulating of words or sentences, but the emanation of vibrations that exude naturally from you as you explore the contrast. For you cannot cease asking. Asking is the most natural and most important result of the contrasting environment in which you're focused. The reason, the only reason, that people ever find themselves in a position where they've been asking for something that they're not receiving is because they're holding themselves vibrationally apart from their own desire. The vibrational frequencies of what they want and what is dominantly active within them must balance. Examples of balancing, contrasting, vibrational frequencies. The following examples will illustrate how you can benefit from the natural contrast of your physical environment by utilizing your emotional guidance system and deliberately improving the vibrational relationship between your desires and beliefs. These examples will demonstrate the process of the deliberate balancing of energies for the purpose of joyful creation. First, we will describe a common situation of what is. Notice the beliefs that are active within the current situation, and we'll call that the current contrasting situation. Next, we will list the desires that are born out of that contrast, for whenever you're in a situation where you know what you do not want, in that moment of contrast, you always know more clearly what it is that you do want, and we'll call that resulting desires. Next, we'll list the emotions that indicate the current active vibrations or beliefs, and we'll head that up as resulting emotions or indications of vibrational discord. And now, we'll offer a series of statements to assist in bringing the current active vibration into alignment with the desire. As you listen, see if you can feel the improvement in the vibrational relativity between the desires and the beliefs. Know that the feeling of relief indicates both the releasing of resistance and an improvement in the vibrational relationship between the desire and the belief. In other words, the better you feel, the more in balance your energies are. Of course, you could also say, the more in balance my energies are, the better I feel. And we'll call this segment, Deliberate Effort to Improve the Vibrational Relationship Between My New Desire and My Current Belief. And finally, we'll point out the specific improvement in the vibrational relationship between the desire and the belief, as is evidenced by the better feeling emotion, and we'll head up that segment with the term result. There is no understanding that will ever be of more importance to you than this. For once you understand the process of deliberately bringing the vibration of your beliefs into alignment with the vibrations of your intentions, you will be the deliberate creator of your experience, and there will be no intentions that you cannot fulfill. Remember, if the life you're living has the resources to produce within you any specific desire, then the resources exist for your full receiving or manifestation of that desire.